Tim, who was our business partner that helped us put together our business plan, Temple University that worked on our best practices analysis, the focus groups, funded professional facilitator and compiled all of that information, Drexel University that worked on the different funding models, as well as the return on investment, and LaSalle University that helped in our marketing communications plan. There's great interest from all of our multiple stakeholders, and though we've had many challenges in the industry, there is an overwhelming support from our community. The network alone will not meet the needs of our small business and low-income or disadvantaged users. The organization needs to focus on providing low-cost computers or no-cost computers through recycling refurbishment programs, training, and content and education programs. The nonprofit cooperative wholesale model demonstrates that a $10 million investment in infrastructure will result in broadband access at dial-up prices while providing a break-even model in 4 years, building $4 million in working capital reserve and network upgrades, and generating $5 million for free cash flow to work on our economic development and digital divide programs. With that, that ends the formal presentation. I'm going to, oops, I had one more slide, excuse me, some of the next steps. So if you're looking at doing this, it's not a simple program. You know, we have taken the first steps to appoint a board. The bylaws and articles are incorporation or up on the organization's website. Again, that's wirelessphiladelphia, all one word, .org. The mayor did incorporate the nonprofit, and those are available for viewing. We are issuing the RFP for the deployment and award to construct it. We will be working on doing our marketing and outreach, and that includes working with our nonprofits in our neighborhoods. We will be selecting. Once the board is appointed, then we will select a CEO and start the hiring of the staff, and we'll be working with the ISPs and roaming partners, and then our next most recent step is that we'll be looking to start fundraising and doing the finance for this operation. With that, I'm going to unmute the audio portion of this, and we'll open it up for questions both via the network, or the website, excuse me, and also audio questions. Okay. Welcome, and thank you for staying with me through that. We want to now have an opportunity to respond to some questions. I am going to start with a couple of those that have come in through the web, and then how do they call in with a question, or is it just to ask it? Okay, so we'll try and make this orderly. I'll go a web question, then we'll go to an audio question. The first web question is, how much have you estimated that, they moved the, when new ones come in, it moves the question you're working on. we'll pay the nonprofit annually for the wireless network use. We estimate that the Philadelphia commitment will ramp up and, you know, start from a couple $100,000 up to a couple, about $1.5 million on an annual basis when we have our field operations and our T1 connections on the existing network. Do I have an audio question? Okay. Hello? Was there an audio question? All right. I'm going to go to the next web question. Will these slides be available after the conference call? Yes, they will. The full press packet or launch packet will be up on the www.phila.gov/wireless website, and you will be able to download this presentation plus other information that we distributed at our launch presentation today. Do I have an audio question?
Yeah, how much, my name is Ted Gotch with TR State Newswire. How much will the service be, will ISPs have to pay wholesale to serve like residential lines, and then how much will it cost them to serve, say, at the very high end with the T1 lines and such? Is there a cost on that?
Yeah, in the business model itself, we estimate what the cost will be by tier. I'll use an example on the residential. We're looking at a wholesale rate of around $9. Mm-hmm. But if somebody were to come with us and say, I have 50,000 subscribers, we would negotiate. So we can use our wholesale pricing to, work with the ISPs. We'll be working with a commercial ISP and a local ISP here in Philadelphia to work through those issues, and then we'll have a package that we will present to the ISPs as they have interest in our program.
Thank you.
Back to the web. There are several groups that are working on Wi-Fi networks at the community neighborhood level. For groups that have completed pre-development for the Wi-Fi networks, is there an opportunity for the city or the nonprofit to partner with other groups? Absolutely. And that's why, we focused on not just the retail or commercial ISPs, but that we would also work for institutional organizations. Now, many of them in Philadelphia today do transitions where they provide the internet connectivity for a year, and they move then their clients onto another service or help them get associated. So they're that opportunity. Plus, if there is a community neighborhood group that wants to come on as a group and provide that service to their constituents, we will work with them. Is there an audio question?
Yes, Diana, this is Pete Loftus from Dow Jones.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned that you've talked with some of the national service providers, such as Earthlink, AOL, and MSN. Have you, and forgive me if you did already address this, but have any of them already agreed to, or do you think that they definitely will come in and try to contract with the new organization?
Yes, I do. I do have a non-disclosure agreement, so I can't at this point share that with you, except for Earthlink, who has, allowed me to say that we have talked with them, and they are one of those that are interested. Also, the local Philadelphia ISP is Closed Networks. They have also said they're interested in expanding the services that they have today using this network. Okay, let me go. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay. The next web question is, any thought regarding potential liability issues if low-income households use provided equipment to access child pornography sites or other possibly commit crimes while using the equipment? A part of the standard agreements for when they receive the computers, obviously, is training and education, but that the nonprofit would not be liable. So that's a part of the agreement of getting the equipment for free. Now, we are building security into that, and just like on any other network, whether it's your private networks or your public networks, you have to have securities. You have to be able to trace and follow back if you should get complaints. We have those agreements today within government. With you know, if the FBI comes to us and they're, you know, wants that there's been problems or issues, we collaborate fully and expect the nonprofit board of the nonprofit will address those issues. The way we've controlled that is through their equipment that we've gotten through donations. Then there's just a release clause that's signed when we place the computer with that home or family. Is there another audio question?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Raju, and my question is with regard to the retail pricing. I understand that you would be charging your customers. Do you have a method in which you would be charging them through?
Again, we will work with the ISP. We will actually, our contract will be with the ISP at a wholesale rate, and then they will set a price
Thank you, Mark.
Why don't you tell us just a little bit about your background and how it led you to found InTouch Health? And maybe before you start, you can introduce that entity on your right there.
Great, sure. This is what we call RP6. RP stands for Remote Presence. This is really the world's first remote presence robot. On the screen here we have Juan Sanchez, who works with me at InTouch Health. And my own background is I have a doctorate in robotics.
How much of the initial investment will come from the tax, municipal tax funds or state funding? The answer is none. This will be funded through commercial bank loans or taxable bonds. Do I have another question regarding an audio question?
Yes. This is Corey Locke with Technology Review. Diana had a question for you about how you see your network existing with you know, Verizon and Comcast networks with DSL and cable. Do you see it being complementary, competitive, and what are you going to do if they decide to, you know, in response to your network, you know, lower their prices or improve service?
Well, were that to happen, it would be wonderful. you know, we this is a an additional service. Neither of those providers with their DSL or cable have the nomadic capability nor the focus on the digital divide programs that this organization is set up to address. We believe that, for example, in the cable industry, it's a great opportunity to potentially partner as, you know, if the cable has subscribers and they could offer for whatever dollars they would like to set access to the wireless Philadelphia network. We have also had some early indications that people might do both. They might subscribe to the occasional user rate for outdoor wireless access while keeping their DSL or cable. But again, it's important to remember that 42% of our population today does not have access to the Internet. That's what we're focused on, helping get the people the equipment and the training and education they need so that they feel comfortable in paying the low rate to have access to the Internet. If they have greater needs, they have choices. And so we don't feel that this is a competition from that perspective. We think it's offering people choice and that there are also opportunities for the telecommunications and cable industry to partner with Wireless Philadelphia. Okay. Did I answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. The next web question I have is, will a transcript of the conference be available? Now, of the packets, the information, again, will be available. We are not doing a transcription or taping of this session, so it will not be available. But the materials, again, are up on the wireless www.phila.gov/wireless, and you can get the launch package that has all of the materials from today's presentation. Do I have another audio question?
And this is Les St. Louis from Crown Castle Solutions. I have a question regarding the city's intent with its RFP related to funding. Will you consider, or will the city consider, alternative uses of its lampposts for DAS, or distributed antenna systems, as in as much as it's considering the Wi-Fi and WiMAX alternatives?
Yes. We have not predetermined. Once again, we used Wi-Fi mesh, WiMAX business model, but the RFP does accommodate alternative programs and will be viewed, you know, as a part of our consideration when we look at the responses. And the access to our poles are non-exclusive. So the city controls the rights. They will go through the standard right-of-way request to use the city's poles to actually construct, if that's the technology that is selected as a part of the responses to the RFP. Did that answer your question?
It did. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, one of the other questions, do you have a timeline in place yet? Yes, we are obviously issuing the RFP today. The responses will be back towards the end of May. We will vet those through with the help of Civitium and technical experts, engineers, the University of Penn's School of Engineering is going to provide some expertise directly.
This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media Medical News Network. We're about to speak to Yulin Wong, who's the founder and CEO of InTouch Health, Inc. in Santa Barbara, California. Welcome to Utopia Media Medical News Network.
Thank you, Mark.
Why don't you tell us just a little bit about your background and how it led you to found InTouch Health? And maybe before you start, you can introduce that entity on your right there.
Great, sure. This is what we call RP6. RP stands for Remote Presence. This is really the world's first remote presence robot. On the screen here we have Juan Sanchez, who works with me at InTouch Health.
Covers and any other details you think might be pertinent.
Sure. As a part of this initial start, we have been talking with manufacturers about making available very low-cost equipment, whether that's refurbished, recycled, or new, and making that available to our low-income. And then for our very low-income and disadvantaged residents or businesses, we would work to actually give them free computers. That will come from grants and foundations and also from the free cash flow. We are looking at having 8 to 10 hours of instruction to be able to receive one of those computers. Then we will also work through our chambers, such as our Hispanic, our Asian, our African-American, and our small business chambers in the greater Philadelphia area, to do programs to work with small businesses or individuals that are interested in how do you create websites, how do you get your website recognized out on the web and direct traffic to that. So we're looking to put 10 to 25 programs together in that area as we raise the money to do so. We also want to contract with our nonprofits to help do the training so that they get income to support their existing programs while we have the outreach in the neighborhood. What we found and heard from our focus groups that was very important that you provide this in the neighborhood where people live. They're familiar with their neighborhood groups, and so we want to make that a reality.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. The next web question I have is, will the 802.11 network be used by public safety? Do you have future plans for 4.9? Yes, public safety will, but they will not be the first group of government users that will come up on Wireless Philadelphia. We are talking to them with the police and fire. We're looking at how 802.11 and 4.9 work together, play together. They are very interested in having a secure. They have some also requirements that we need to vet through, and we will continue to do so. Is there another audio question?
Yes, actually, it's Corey Locke again. When do you hope to begin these digital divide programs?
I'm sorry, could you speak up just a little bit?
When do you hope to begin these digital divide programs?
Well, the city today has 6 pilot areas where we selected neighborhoods in conjunction with Mayor Street's Neighborhood Transformation Initiative, for which we are working with vendors to sponsor 1-square-mile pilots in these neighborhoods, and they've been very successful. And so we're starting that work now. We've also gotten donations of computers, refurbished computers, that we are giving to the nonprofits, the school district, in those neighborhoods to get into homes and then to work with the training for those participants. And then as the dollars come in, we have gotten a couple of foundation grants from Intel and Staples Foundations, which have allowed us to bring up 2 pilot areas today and to coordinate the training program.
We asked for a really easy word answer, like a 3-word answer, and she launches into the...
I'm sorry, could you speak up, please? Was that a follow-on question to this?
No, not for me.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. The next web question I have is, who is your executive committee? And did I hear you say that you performed a pilot? And if so, can you tell us about it? We had 17 committee members appointed by the mayor that represented all of the stakeholders that I showed you. I think it was on slide 2 or 3. So we had school district, our CEO of the school district and the CIO of the school district. We had a representative from our consortium of academic universities. We had a nonprofit. We had our Neighborhood Phillies organization on the panel. We had our marketing, Greater Philadelphia Marketing and Tourism corporation representing the tourist industry on there. We had several minority and small business members on there. We worked with our some of our nonprofits in our Philadelphia Industrial Development Corporation, be sure that we had that organization represented. So we had a wide variety of people that worked on the executive committee putting the business plan together. And then as I just talked, we have 2 pilot areas that are up and running today. We will launch another one in being sponsored by Hewlett-Packard and they have business partners in our historic Square Mile, which provides more public free access space. And then we'll be bringing up our other nonprofits in our low-income areas in April. We have 3 more in April and then 3 in May. So then that will close the window on the pilots that will be up and running for a year while we're building the network. And do I have another audio question?
Yes, I had a question about how exactly do you know that 42% of the city households don't have internet access? How did you do that survey?
We did that through a survey. We did a statistically valid survey in coordination with our school district, and we had some 1,600 or 1,700, I forget the exact number of respondents. Then we also had the focus group information. And then we also did community forums and did surveys at those community forums. The next web question is, how have you arranged to provide free access at parks? Will that be part of the agreement with all of the ISPs? the city did the initial wireless at Love Park and the Ben Franklin Parkway here in Philadelphia. Our other major parks that we've had funded through squares, Franklin Square and Washington Square, are funded through part of Intel's donation and support of Hewlett-Packard in conjunction with our historic Square Mile and Hewlett-Packard's business partners. And then our other squares is actually funded by the Friends of Rittenhouse Square to make that wireless and provide that as free access in those communities. Then once the full network is up and running, the nonprofit will actually provide the support and not the ISP for the free access areas.
That's about it.
Do I have any questions?
No question. Hello?
Yes?
Michelle Chen from New City News. I was just wondering if you were currently in the process of engaging other state or municipal governments in terms of devising possible models for similar networks across the country?
I'm not...
I mean, the general process is...
I'm not working directly with other communities, but I have spoken with and provided materials to. Again, we'll make our business plan available on the Internet, our RFP, so that other communities can take a look at it. The research that Temple University did will be available. So there's quite a bit of information to share amongst other municipalities. Unfortunately, in Pennsylvania, there is a restricted law that was passed that prohibits other communities from having wireless programs like Wireless Philadelphia set up unless they can have them up and running before January 1, 2006. There is a grandfather clause in the state legislation in Pennsylvania. So we had at one time looked at collaborating with our surrounding counties because Southeast Pennsylvania is a five-county region. But unfortunately, we won't be able to do that expansion. But yes, we do share information. I have met and talked to 25 to 50 different communities around the United States, and will continue to help where I can in that area. The next web question that I have is, does the term broadband penetration refer to households only? Yes, the study that we did dealt with, the statistically valid study dealt with households. And obviously this is a nomadic network, so you will have both the outdoor and indoor capability. We did not look at businesses as part of the survey. Do I have another audio question?
Yes, I had a question about when do you expect to get that $4 million to do the network upgrade?
We will be building that on an annual basis so that as revenues come in, certain percentage of it will be put into a working capital reserve to the point where we will have, by year five, the ability to do upgrades. Or if there were smaller upgrades along the way, we'd be able to do that as the funds. I can't tell you exactly. We've obviously, in our business model, looked at that, and we will be building the reserve on an annual basis.
Go ahead.
I have the next web question is, how many residences and businesses do you expect to reach with the network at full deployment? The model is based on penetration rates on 560,000 households in Philadelphia. The business and the actual subscriber by classes are in our business plan that you can find up on the website. I don't have them right off the top of my head. But the penetration rates we looked at for residential was 13 and up to 22. And, you know, I think at the end there, it's somewhere under 200,000 households and year five. But check that out up on the website. Do I have another audio question?
Sam Churchill, Daily Wireless again. Is there
you're leading the charge on this. It must have been difficult to organize that. What would you advise other cities, and what did you use for a model?
Sure. Well, we didn't exactly have a model.
No.
So we truly were kind of blazing the path. But, you know, there was a vision and a desire to make sure that Philadelphia could be competitive as a digital city of the 21st century. My mayor, Mayor Street, has had since he came into office in year 2000 the goal of neighborhood transformation and initiatives. He's passionate about children and families, and so with the school districts doing their wireless programs, we have great universities and they're having wireless campuses and looking to expand that opportunity for the students. I started talking with these different various stakeholder groups. As CIO, I talk with many of our neighborhood organizations and our development corporations. Put together a briefing paper, which again is up on our website, presented that to the mayor. He got it. He embraced it and has supported this process. He did the appointment to the executive committee, asked us to do pilots, asked us to put a business model together that showed how it could work. And so, the number one thing is know your community. You got to get out there and you got to hear what your neighbors want, what the community wants. And then, you've got to have top-level executive support and move forward. And it'll be slightly different for every community, because Philadelphia is a very dense urban city. There may be different approaches and needs for rural or suburban communities. But know what your needs are and then find the best model that works for you. Build on some of the research that Philadelphia has done and get going, because I think it is truly a revolutionary technology whose time is here. The price points are there, the need is there, the stars have aligned, and I think wireless is our internet of the future, and we'll continue to build on that.
Thank you very much. It's a great inspiration for us here in Portland.
Good, great, thank you. I have another question on the web. We're trying to establish a task force, I may have just answered this question, to look at Wi-Fi in our county. Would you be willing to visit our county or discuss our business model? As you might guess, I have had a number of requests to do that, and as my schedule permits, because I am the CIO for the city and have other than wireless, I do try and accommodate that. And again, there's more in-depth information that'll be out on our website. The one requirement that Mayor Street has is that anytime I go and visit or do these, is that all of my costs and expenses be covered. So I'm willing to talk to people about that, but again, it has to be built into my schedule to be able to do so. But, the one beauty about and why I love working in government is that we share information. We don't compete against each other. And so as I can be helpful, I certainly will. Did I have another audio question?
Yes. This is Jack Unger, and I think we accidentally skipped over my written question, so let me just state it.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Will the newly installed network undergo some type of performance audit or some type of acceptance testing procedure to verify that the network is actually capable of delivering the desired throughput levels?
Absolutely. We have a couple of things built into it. We contracted with Civitium to do a radio frequency analysis, important thing to do in your community, to identify whether there's going to be interference or problems like that in your area. We also have, as a part of the request for proposal, that the selected vendor will have to demonstrate that what they say they can do, they can do. And we will have a test area of 10 to 15 square miles where they'll have to, populate that. They'll have subscribers banging on it, making sure that it can perform. And we will have go, no go. We will also, look to negotiate with a the second runner-up, so that, you know, if the first one doesn't work, we're able to bring in another technology. But it's very important, particularly when you're doing a very large scale wireless project like Philadelphia is doing, that you do have these trials and tests, and there will also be acceptance performance tests, you know, as each of the major neighborhoods is built out.
Thank you.
Okay. You're funding the initial build-out with bank loans, bond proceeds. How are you paying off the loans and converting the cost of the bond transaction? We will actually have the tiered service fees that we charge to the service providers at the wholesale rate, which will provide the revenue that comes back into paying off the bank loans. Also, the city is an anchor tenant, and so there will be revenue coming in from the city using this infrastructure as well. Do I have another audio question? Okay, I have one more web question, and then we're going to wrap up. The residential penetration rates, are these based on what you expect to get or what you've computed is needed to achieve the financial objectives? We have kept our penetration rates conservative. We obviously believe we can meet those rates, and those are the penetration rates. There are ways, you know, if we don't get those penetration rates, to still, and we did, I should say, we've done a number of sensitivity models. So we believe these rates are very doable. If we weren't to be able to meet those, there are ways for us to adjust it to you know, be successful. And maybe you don't have the free cash flow, and then the model builds in $5 million in free cash flow, that you go and do a stronger foundation grant program. So there's varying ways to do it. So, you know, again, as I say, we've done sensitivity models that are built around it. They're what we believe are conservative rates, and all the categories are tiers of service that we'll be able to make those goals.
Hi, this is Mark Strassman. Could I ask one question?
Sure.
With Utopia Media in Los Angeles, what plans do you have to integrate this system into any efforts to increase telecommuting, either among city employees or among other employees in the city? How do you see this as something that could be leveraged to reduce traffic by increasing and emphasizing telecommuting?
We haven't built that in our program, but it's certainly an area that we have looked at. We've actually talked with the Southeast Pennsylvania Transit Authority, because it will be a nomadic system, about having wireless on trains and buses. Because we're a dense urban community, we have a large number of commuters, and particularly people coming in from the suburbs that work in the city, that would be able to subscribe, so while they're waiting for the train or they're on a train and there's a delay, they'd be able to be productive. So we think this will enhance that. Obviously, we've talked with distance learning organizations, and they're very excited about this because the opportunity of people to being able to do an advanced learning from their home on their computer using the wireless network. So it's certainly going to be a side benefit, I believe, personally, to this network, although it is not one of the primary goals that was focused on.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to wrap this up. Thank everyone for joining us today. It's a great cross-mix of people. Questions have been wonderful, and I appreciate your interest in following Wireless Philadelphia. You know, we're now going to start the building and delivering on some of the commitments that we have had. So again, thank you very much for joining us today. And be sure to check at www.phila.gov/wireless for the launch packet material, a copy of the RFP and the business plan, as well as the new nonprofit organization at wirelessphiladelphia.org. Have a great day. Bye-bye.